Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Thank you. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Welcome. Welcome to, amen, Seeds of the Word. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa, on this great morning. We just give God praise, glory, and honor. We testify the goodness of God. God is so good all the time. Amen. And we just bless His holy day, worshiping Him. And we just are so excited about God. Amen. Our focus on God and bringing our attention and focus to Him. He keeps us in perfect peace. Our mind stayed on Him so we can have the joy of our salvation and bring glory and honor unto His name. Amen. We thank God for breakthroughs. We thank God for doing this series, but above all we can ask or think in prayer. I just invite you to go back on yesterday, grab yesterday's Seeds of Prayer and praise and agree with me, amen, in prayer and join in agreement. Let's just press forward. Let's press on the Lord together, amen, serving the Lord. And that's what we're talking about today is encouragement. Encourage one another, as the scripture is saying to us. And so we want to be diligent in that. We want to be diligent in encouraging one another, lifting each other up, and as we both, as all of us, press on toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I give you praise. God, I give you glory and honor. You are amazing, God. You're the awesome God. Amen. And Lord God, there's no one like you. We just thank you and we praise you on today, God. Hallelujah, that you give us strength. You give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. God, you help us to go forth in your will. And we know your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah, praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God. And so, amen. So, amen, as we encourage, Father God, one another, Lord God, give us strength, give us direction, give us your leadership in that. And we bless your holy name, God, as we press on into you in the calling that you have for us. Glory be unto you, Lord God. Glory be unto your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise God in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and praise God. Amen and praise his name. God is wonderful. He is awesome. And as I was saying, we are talking about encourage one another. And that's our scripture, main scripture today, about encourage. We can find in the book of Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. And at this present time, we need to build one another. We need to find ways, amen, to plant seeds, water seeds. And we know that God is the one who makes the seeds grow to strengthen us, to build us up in our most holy faith. Amen. Praise his name. And a word of encouragement can go a long way, can go a long way. And so we praise God. And we've been talking about encouragement over these weeks. And so I know myself needed encouragement several different times is the things that I faced and are still facing. However, I know that the saints are praying. That's an encouragement. I can turn to the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit leads me, prays in me and through me for God's will. Amen. And so I feel blessed and encouraged, and I hope you are as well. I hope you are as well. As we, you know, looked at that definition of encouragement and or encourage, what does that mean? It means to give support, confidence, or hope to. Glory be to God. We talked about faith last night, and in our messages last night, we had, talked about faith, how faith is the substance. In one definition, you'll find in the version of the Bible that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And then another version says that faith is the confidence in things hoped for. Amen. And the assurance of things we do not see. So we got that word confidence and substance exchanging places. Faith So it to encourage me, we have faith, that we build a people up in their faith. And faith, we know that faith, amen, is one of those remaining things. Faith, hope, and love. Love is the greatest of them all, but faith is one of them. Another Webster dictionary says that encourage means to inspire with courage, spirit, or hope. So people need that type of support. We need that kind of confidence that uplifts us, inspires us, motivates us. Keep on going. I'm telling you today, saints, keep on going. Keep on pressing. Keep on praying. Keep on praying for the United States, for a revival, for our protection, and that God will remember to show mercy to this nation and the people. We are God's. Amen. Hands, feet, mouth. Amen. Jesus is the head of the body of Christ. But we are, as a body, we have different functions, but we all have the same spirit. We're all important unto God. We're all valuable unto God. So we have to give that support to others. We got to give out. Hopefully that we're here to champion you and help you and to stimulate you on to keep on pressing on. That's why the Bible says that the race is not given to the swift, but it's to the one who endures to the end. So the encouragement coming from Seeds of Harvest Biblical Coaching is to endure to the end. And not only do you add encouragement, it's to, amen, get your extra oil ready. Be the wise virgin. Be those wise virgins that when the call for, amen, us to go out and meet Jesus, we'll all be able to go out. Get your oil ready. Get it ready. Get over for nobody else. Let's get ready. Let's get ready for when Jesus comes. Amen. What God is trying to say to us. Jesus is coming soon. You heard that. We've heard that maybe for years, but the fact still remains. That's why it says on 1 Thessalonians also in verse 4:18, therefore encourage one another with these words. And here is the last scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:14, and we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive, encourage the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Go forth in the Lord today. The Lord bless, amen, and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. He'll be gracious to you. He'll turn his face towards you, amen, and give you peace. God will give you peace, amen. And so glory be unto his name, and have a blessed rest of your day. And we know that God is able to do more than we can ask or think in our prayers. And so we are believing him. In here for to do, you know, in our hearts, others, amen. Be blessed. Go with God.